Welcome to Spiritual Sisters Collective, Raw and Real, with me, your host, Lisa Williams. The show where I have raw and real inspirational conversations around spirituality, mental health, well-being, business, and so much more. Do also look out for additional episodes coming to you live on Sundays with meditations, card pulls, and some very special guests doing some storytelling. And I'm so excited that we have also launched Spiritual Sisters Collective Raw and Real Community. So if you're looking for a supportive community of like-minded souls on their spiritual journeys, then look no further. Come and join our Patreon community for just £3.33 per month. The link is in the show notes. I also want to extend my huge amount of gratitude to my beautiful guests, to you gorgeous listeners, and to our sponsor of Raw and Real, the very beautiful Dani Smith from the Business Growth Club. Here is what she has to say.
Hi, I'm Dani and I am the Queen of Business Organisation. I'm a business mentor and I specialise in helping holistic and wellbeing service business owners to make more money online through systems, strategy and business organisation. I know that as a feminine energetic being, strategy, systems and executing plans does not come naturally to you, and this is where I can help. My superpower is thriving in extraordinary circumstances, and I want to help you make more money online. I would love to invite you to join me in my free Facebook community, the Business Growth Club, or visit me at www.queenofbusinessorganisation and connect with me. You can download free resources, join my live coaching and training series, and get your business more organised so that you can make more money through multiple income streams with an online service-based business. I can't wait to welcome you into my world and help you do just that, make more money online.
Now let's get on with today's Raw and Real conversation. We have an amazing guest in the house. Please do introduce yourself.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here. So I'm Liz Clifton and I'm founder of Family Dog Connection and the Take 3 for You initiative. So I'm a calm coach, leadership mentor, and then also an animal Reiki and Reiki teacher trainer.
Amazing. And I was looking, and the last time you were on the Raw and Real podcast was August 2022. So I would love to know what has been going on in Liz's world between August 2022 and where we are in the present moment. I mean, as we approach spring 2024. So talk to me, what's gone on in that time?
Wow. Oh my goodness. It feels like we were speaking about just a moment before. It feels like kind of yesterday that we were connecting and we were in this call before. Wow. And then it kind of feels like we've always been connected, you know, throughout the whole time. So what has happened since then? Oh my goodness. Well, very recently we've moved. So we manifested over 10 years our perfect home and we are here. So that's been massive for us. And as I was saying to you just before, I tend to be about 3 years ahead of where the universe has me. So 3 years ahead in visions, in thoughts, and this is where we are. So that's been beautiful to kind of complete that aspect, which has been so big. And within that, we've been able to create a special house for our first Romanian street dog, Zara, who is lovely and does love connecting with us, but we still like to give her that choice so that she can have her safe, warm space and then come in to join us when she chooses to. So that's been massive in the move, in creating that space for her, which again has been many, many years in the making. And work-wise, so I've been mentoring, which is really lovely. I think I was just beginning in my mentoring journey, I think, when we first connected. So that's beautiful, because then, just like you, we get that opportunity to share some of that wisdom that we've collected, share all that mixture of modalities that we love and we keep learning with others and just watching them bloom. and the animal Reiki. So I'm now accredited in the animal Reiki training, and that's been really popular. So I love, you know, supporting anyone to reconnect with themselves and connect with everyone around them. And like you said, building up that trust in yourself, like being able to truly connect with yourself is amazing, because then you've got all those connections rippling out around you. So lots and lots of things. Thank you for asking.
I mean, but from when I first connected with you, the mission and the vision hasn't really changed, has it? I mean, it might have slightly adapted, and maybe it's gone bigger here and smaller there, but the overall message and the passion that I can still see that you have with what you do, like you radiate, like I've said to you before, like for anyone who is, you're listening, everyone's listening, they're not watching, but Liz has just got this, like, it's a real sort of childlike feeling about you, where it feels really warm and genuine and fun. And I think it's something that so many adults forget, is to connect with that child. I always just feel like you're just there, like you're just very playful, but in just such a loving, compassionate way. And your mission is just beautiful, because you really do include every living species, right? Every creature deserves to be loved and have that compassion. And like what you were saying about your gorgeous dog, like to give her that space, that's to have that space where even us humans need that, right? We need that time out space where we're like, I just want to be on my own, and then I'll come back to you when I'm ready. So I think that's really gorgeous, really beautiful. So you're talking about the animal Reiki. Now, lots of my listeners will know about Reiki, or they might have heard about it. Talk to me about the animal Reiki. Why animal Reiki is so important to you?
Yeah, so animal Reiki is massive for me because it's giving that choice. So at the beginning of any session, you're inviting the animal to join you in that energy. You're giving them the option. You're giving them the opportunity for that calming, natural, relaxing energy flow, to saying, hey, I see you, I hear you, and I'm offering you this gift. It's this gift of energy. Do you choose to join in? And if they choose to join in, then you're sharing that gorgeous energy. And it's just like you said, every single species deserves the opportunity to take that time out, to be calm, to relax, to release those built up stresses, to release any old historical emotional baggage, energetic blocks, and to be able to offer that to animals, especially where they don't have that choice. So they can't say, hey, I'm doing a bit of tiredness right now, I need a break. You know, they don't have that. So being able to offer them that, and to share and give them that beautiful, loving space is priceless. So supporting those without a voice. And here I'm losing my voice.
Oh, bless you. So I think when I've had Reiki or any sort of treatment, like you said, when you've got the fellow human to human experience, where you can say, gosh, I really felt the warmth over my heart, or yes, I felt some sort of release in this point. And then the Reiki master or whoever's doing any modality would say, yeah, I felt this. How does an animal respond in that sense? So you know, do you feel, how do they respond?
Yeah, so some of it is really similar. So you can physically see them relaxing. You can physically see them releasing. So it could be a sigh. It could be, you know, a wind release in another area. Just the same as us. You know, it could be a yawn. It could be that they stop moving. So perhaps if they're nervous, or if they've, you know, had any kind of anxiety, any stresses, they may just calm down, just physically stop moving or slow down the movement. And you can sometimes see in the different areas of their body. So something might quiver. There might be like a little noise, a little tiny release. They're far more expressive and in their natural energy anyway. So as you feel, you might feel like a release in that energy. And then at the same time, they'll suddenly kick their legs out. Or, you know, they'll do that little donut curl up. And so you can see it. But obviously, unless you're also doing animal communication, they're not necessarily speaking to you. Personally, what I found is when you get into that energy, it's a complete open connection. So there is communication in that. You do hear the words and you can see sometimes what they've experienced, you know, over the life. And it's, yeah, it's amazing. That connection that you can have can be the same. You just get to be open to it. And then your possibilities are endless.
I love that. So do you mostly treat, would it be mostly dogs that you feel that you're seeing more of? Or what other animals have you come into contact with?
Ooh, so I've supported loads of different species. Dogs are definitely more popular for people, I think, to bring forward for that kind of energetic connection work. I think mainly because as a society, we're like, oh, man's best friend and we're connected and you have that connection. And I think more people outwardly admit to the connection with dogs. Also cats, because, you know, you have that age old thing, cat person, dog person. I mean, I'm an any species person. I don't mind. You know, if there's energy there, which is everything in every being, then, you know, then I'm there. But also rabbits, guinea pigs, horses, donkeys, a tiger. I was, you know, just visiting the zoo with my daughters. This is before lockdown, I think it must have been. It's quite a while now. But yeah, having this energetic connection with a tiger and, you know, really any animals. We had a walk at the weekend, you know, just around one of the local parks. And I think it was about three different dogs. They did this kind of standard, like, it's almost like a Dr. Dolittle connection.
Yes, that's exactly what was going on in my head.
So I'm walking along, they're doing their thing, they're busy sniffing. They see me, they're like, huh, sort of notice an energy. And then they'll just stop in front of me. They might stand, they might lie down, they're like soaking up this energy, and then they'll turn around and do the other side, soak up whatever energy they want, and then just off they go again, back to the sniffing. And it's like, yeah, it's amazing what their owners think. I don't know.
Yeah, so if you ever had a conversation with another owner where they'll say, you know, my dog seems really sort of attracted to you, and then the conversation opens up about what you do.
Yeah, I've had a couple. There was one I'd gone to, I'd actually gone out to like a leadership conference, like a women's conference somewhere. And, you know, there was a lot of going on, you know, and you do your people connection. And then I was like, oh, you know, I really had this pull to go outside. And there was like a beautiful sort of river just down the bottom of this garden. So I'm walking down there and this little tiny sausage dog just stops right in front of me. And she was so beautiful, and she was very, very elderly, really struggling with moving, you know, that the guardians were kind of pulling her along a bit, you know, gently, kindly, but come on, let's go, we've got to keep moving. And she just stops, and she did that. And so I, you know, shared with them what it was, and they were like, oh, kind of never kind of connected with animal Reiki, heard of human Reiki. And I was like, well, it's the same. You know, it's the same energy, but, you know, you're just sharing it with the animals. And, you know, so she turns this way, turns the other way, turns her back to me, and the lady's still chatting. And then she trots off, like, really loose, like, more energy. Wow. And the woman was like, that's amazing. I see why you do it now.
And I suppose from a animal perspective of a dog owner, the owner itself would have to be open to to it as well, wouldn't they? You know, and I think, I wonder how many animals out there would really benefit, but if the owner's not open to it, or maybe they don't know anything about it, don't really understand it. I've got, as you know, I've got two dogs, so different in personality. So Trixie is very zen. She loves to be by me. She doesn't want anything from me. She doesn't want to be smoothed or cuddled. I mean, she loves it, but she doesn't beg for it. And she's very sleepy, and she's just very cutchy, and she's very zen. Whereas Jessie is very highly strung, barks at absolutely everything. I would say she probably suffers from a bit of anxiety. And they're just so different. So one is just really wild, and she's switched on and turned on all the time. And the other one is just like totally zen. It's just crazy, their personalities. So I think Jessie would probably respond very well. Or I would respond very well if she had it and was calmer. A bit calmer would be lovely.
Oh, well, you know where I am.
Yeah, this is it. Now, talking of that, so when you think about Reiki, I mean, I love it in person. I love that connection of actually going to somebody. However, I know many do things online. Have you ever done anything online? Because obviously that's very different energy completely. Well, it is for me when as the receiver, and if I'm going to be sending out energy, although I can do that, I still prefer that in-person connection. So have you done online?
I have. And what's amazing, I think the first few times I was like, is it going to work?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. Is this working? You know, it's like if you're doing any energetic work,
mm-hmm.
you're doing it and you're trusting. And mine's very intuitive. So just whatever comes to mind is exactly what I'll do. If it's speaking or it's not speaking, and that's in person or distant. So I'm just kind of going with the flow, and mm-hmm. then I'll kind of feel the energy, and I'm just sourcing that the other person is benefiting. So the first few times I was sharing distantly was, again, it was in lockdown, mm-hmm. and I was sharing with people, and they're in like South Africa,
yeah.
and Canada and America, and like in Germany, and I'm like, this is amazing. And their feedback was the same. They mm-hmm. felt as if they'd had an in-person treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's amazing. And then you kind of, but then you break it down and you go, well, actually that makes complete sense,
mm-hmm.
because you're just opening up that energy for that other being.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a person or an animal. I've supported, you know, quite a few animals distantly, which of course is really good for them, because they can be in their safe, comfortable space where they naturally are feeling relaxed. And then you're just sharing and just offering that opportunity for them to release,
mm-hmm.
relax, calm, and process. And as you're doing that, wherever they are in the world, mm-hmm. I'm like, that's kind of magical. For me, that's like, wow.
That is really beautiful. So what's happening in Liz's world now? What's on the agenda for the rest of 2024?
Oh, exciting. So I've got, well, actually, you're going to be the first person to hear. So I think
we're
I did
all
this
gonna
last
be the
time.
First people to hear.
Yeah, but you're the very first
oh,
person.
Very first, yeah.
And then as you release it, it will be sort of yeah. first people. So there will be coming up soon a Reiki relaxation conference, which will offer people the opportunity to see what Reiki is about, mm-hmm. and also animal Reiki in there as well. So what it is, how it can support you, have a bit of a go, see what it is. And then also a calm leadership conference. Mm-hmm. So supporting you to see how to really create that epicenter of calm,
mm-hmm.
that really deep, calm energy in you. So again, back to that calm connection.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two new things. So they'll be really fun. And then that will replace like the free animal Reiki introduction that I've got right now. So it will have, you know, a little bit more substance to it,
mm-hmm.
so that people that are just kind of looking at what it is Just that little bit of inquisitiveness. Yeah, that's the word. just supporting, because I love to offer things for everyone. So something that's there, if you're not ready or in the right space to invest, just something. And even with the animal Reiki, because that's, you know, my site right now. So if you wanted to try it, you could just go and check that out and experience that at home, and then just see, give it a test and say, hey, how does it feel, you know, distant? And see how that compares for you.
How exciting. Well, you've heard it here first. Do you have the dates and places and things sorted, or is that not quite, have you got all the details?
I'm not quite that good. So I had two sets of dates I was going to put for the two different conferences. Mm-hmm. And then I've had more people enrolling in the animal Reiki courses. Yeah. So they get to take precedence. So I'm going to shift them about. But yeah, as soon as I know, then I will share that with you too. But there'll definitely be virtual one first, and then look to do like an in-person one into the future. Because yeah, my venue is having work done on it. So I think the place that I really want to do in-person stuff will actually be next year, springtime. Yeah. So that's plenty of prep time.
You know what though? It is, but how quick is this year going already? It's got to be the quickest winter on record. Honestly, I feel like January, well, what happened to that? And now we're going to approach March. I mean, this might go out in about April time. But I was just like, I don't know why, but most winters have felt really slow. And this one, I felt like I really wanted to step back and semi-hibernate. And that was the plan. That was the plan. And all of a sudden it's been like, boom, wallop, shap, whop. Oh my goodness, opportunities, what's going on? I'm speaking. I'm clearly not in my pajamas, I'm working, like what's going on? But it just felt right, like it wasn't forced, because the plan was most definitely to just sort of chill out a little bit, but it didn't seem to happen. So maybe my chill out will be in the summer. Who knows what will happen? Maybe it's gone the other way around.
Yes, enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, it's, maybe that'll, you know, be my hibernation.
Get your feet up. Yeah.
It's been absolutely amazing to connect with you again and in your beautiful new home, your forever home, which is so exciting, because I have watched your journey as you were trying to find the right place, and it feels like you look radiant, you look glowing and happy, which is amazing. I love that you're really sharing the animal Reiki and that you're going to be doing those conferences. So I'll hold you accountable as well, Liz. I mean, I'm very good at that. I am very good at that.
I shall keep you posted, Mum.
Absolutely. I'm good at keeping myself accountable, but other people, honestly, I'm like, have you done the thing? When is the thing happening? Talk to me. Amazing. But I will put all of your links and everything in the show notes. Also, do go and check out Liz's other episode that we recorded in August 2022 to find out a little bit more about her journey there, because I think that one goes quite deep from what I remember. And I'll pop that episode in the link show notes as well, so people can see how far you've come in that time. And I think it's so lovely to look back, isn't it, and reflect on how far you've come, how far we've both come. It's just beautiful. So thank you so much for being in my world and for being a guest once again on the Raw and Real podcast, and I'll speak to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Raw and Real. And to find out more about what I do at Spiritual Sisters Collective, you can visit us on Facebook and Instagram at Spiritual Sisters Collective, or come and find out the gorgeous offerings that we have at the moment at spiritualsisterscollective.vipmembervault.com. And if you enter the code LOVE24, you will have a very magical offering. Until next time, look after yourselves. Take care.